Wrong Number. There are no wrong numbers with God. From May 2011. By O. Zell Zellinger. The associate pastor of Living Hope Christian Fellowship in Houston, William Perkle, owns and operates a cabinet shop. On Friday, April 22, 2011, he went to work like any other day. He checked his messages in the morning as he usually does. On the caller ID was the name Ronnie. He assumed it was a man that he knew with another cabinet shop. Ronnie, Pastor Perkle told BFN, is one of those names that can be either a man or a woman. Ronnie can be a nickname for either Ronald or for Veronica. William Perkle called the number back to find that it was a lady in North Carolina named Ronnie. Are you in Georgia? The lady asked William. Yes. Are you anywhere near Gainesville? Yes. My number must be similar to the number of the hospital in Gainesville. I am so sorry I bothered you. My mama is real sick in the hospital in Gainesville. I was just trying to get a hold of her. I called the wrong number by accident. No, ma'am, answered William, you didn't call the wrong number. There are no wrong numbers with God. Ronnie, the lady in North Carolina, shared with William that her mother had suffered two heart attacks and was in the hospital in terrible pain. My mama's name is Beverly and she is the sweetest woman you'd ever want to know. Ronnie shared. She knows Jesus. William ministered to her on the telephone and prayed with her. I shared with her that I was a minister. Pastor Perkle told BFN. When we were finished on the telephone, she felt so much better and she was glad she dialed my number by mistake. I hung up feeling like I had accomplished something. That is when the Lord spoke to me, go up and lay hands on Mama Beverly. Pastor Perkle told the employees at his shop that he knew he had to obey the Lord or it would be a bad day. He went home and changed out of his work clothes and went to the hospital. I could hear Sister Beverly crying out in pain before I even got to her room. The pastor told BFN she was begging for a saddle block. I went into the room and her husband was there with her, holding her hand. As I stood waiting for the Holy Spirit to show up, her husband asked me who I was. I told him I was Pastor William Perkle. The chaplain is here. The old man told his wife. I'm not the chaplain, William replied. I come from a small church in Houston. I spoke to your daughter in North Carolina. William took her hand and told her, your daughter loves you very much and Jesus loves you very much. He got on his knees, laid his hand on her, and prayed over her. She became quiet. The unbearable pain was gone. When I left the room, she was quiet. She was at peace. I guess she got her saddle block.